The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, on this Thursday, 22nd of December, 2011. No guest scheduled today. We'll open up phone lines if you would like to make a comment or you have a question. 800-313-9443. LaRouche, Political Action Committee, chimed in on the subject here of the NDAA. That's the National Defense Authorization Act. And they wrote this up. They wrote this up yesterday. Two bills have been introduced in the House of Representatives to strike President Obama's, they call it the Hitler-enabling law provisions, embedded in the National Defense Authorization Act, passed last week on President Obama's insistence. Now, as shock spreads within the House over the implications of what they themselves have done, the first H.R. 3676 was introduced while debate was still ongoing on the NDAA on December 15th by Representative Jeff Landry. He's a freshman Republican from Louisiana. The second, H.R. 3702, was introduced the very next day by Democrats Representative Garamendi of California and Martin Heinrich of New Mexico. The text of both bills, like Senator Feinstein's similar bill in the Senate, is short and direct. H.R. 3676's two operant paragraphs are summarized in its title to amend the detainee provisions of the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2012 to specifically state that United States citizens may not be detained against their will without all the rights of due process afforded to citizens in a court ordained or established by or under Article 3 of the Constitution of the United States. Article 3 courts. But this bill says that specifically American citizens cannot be detained against their will without all rights of due process. Landry stated that he introduced the bills to guarantee our citizens their most basic rights under the Constitution, adding that why I hope my colleagues from both sides of the aisle and chamber will join my call for liberty. H.R. 3676 was introduced with 19 co-sponsors, but by today the number had grown to 27, 22 Republicans and 5 Democrats. All of the Democrats are members of the Black Caucus, including Caucus Chair Emanuel Cleaver. More on the latest developments while they're kicking around in Washington, D.C., how to further strip American citizens of due process and rights. And as always, folks, don't forget, your rights don't come from government. They come from God. Try trumping that one.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
So, talking about trying to pull the provisions out of this NDAA. And I can tell you why most of the politicians voted for the National Defense Authorization. That was Pentagon's budget, $600 billion. So, and politicians in Washington, D.C. are well known for this, tacking amendments on the bills that would not stand on their own as a standalone bill. They'd be picked apart and destroyed. But when you have something as important as national security, well, then we've got to vote this. Without stripping the amendment out, no, we'll just go ahead and vote for it. That is a ploy and a tactic that's been used for so many years in Washington. And that's why they always say that politics is the art of compromise. Well, there's no compromising with the Constitution, you idiots. That's what you raised your right hand in affirmation to. That's what you swore to protect and defend. Not some smarmy little squirrely way of getting around it. And you're just too chicken to, if you've got a great idea, hey, introduce the bill. Let people put the amendments on that standing bill. Don't tack it on something else. Well, at any rate, Landry, Representative Landry, told The Hill yesterday that he would have had extracted a commitment that the Armed Services Committee would hold hearings on the proposed bill early next year. He hopes in January so that it can quickly move to the House floor. In actuality, it should have never been passed with that added amendment. H.R. 3702, the Due Process Guarantee Act of 2011, seeks to clarify that an authorization to use military force, a declaration of war, or any similar authority shall not authorize the detention without charge or trial of a citizen or lawful permanent resident of the United States and for other purposes. And when they say for other purposes, duck. It was presented by sponsors Garamendi and Heinrich, both members of the House Armed Services Committee, as a companion bill to Senator Feinstein's Senate bill of the same name. Its 12 other co-sponsors, all joining on the day it was introduced, are all Democrats, including Representative John Conyers, the ranking member of the Judiciary Committee itself, to which the bill was referred. Now, in announcing their bill, Garamendi stated that we cannot allow our basic rights to be lost, and there is no legitimate national security reason to deny any citizen in America a trial. We can keep both America safe and maintain our liberties. For his part, Heinrich emphasized that the detainee provisions are at complete odds with the United States Constitution. It is time we restore the proper balance between individual liberties and the national security. Well, same arguments were given when the Patriot Act passed, and we were assured by every politician, no matter what stripe, what side of the aisle, no matter how wacky or how sane they may have sounded, that no, this is not granting the United States government any new powers to go after private citizens. And the first place they used it is to go bust a strip club. I guess they figured that was an easy target. Well, and law enforcement likes the new nifty, as I've said before, the new tools at hand to go after criminals. Folks, criminals are criminals. There are laws on the books. You can't murder people in this country. You can't steal. You can't, you know, there's the whole list of thou shalt nots, and there are laws covering them, plain and simple. There are laws covering them. But in this perpetual war on terrorism, on people we should not be terrorizing or at least killing off their fellow countrymen, we've got a problem here as to what national security is, and sifting through this, what the profits are, and the good old boys, the ring knockers in there, making the profits off of perpetual war. And again, shall we remind you that nobody in the Middle East was any direct threat to the United States? They had no capabilities of launching anything on us. And that the reasons why we went after Saddam Hussein were, in fact, manufactured. But don't tell that to the million or so dead Iraqis and family members. I don't think they want to hear it. Oops, we made a mistake. I'm sorry, I thought it was shock and awe. Is Ron Paul right? Should we pull out of the Middle East entirely? Pull our bases back from the rest of the world? It's gotten us in a position to be nanny to just about everything and everybody. And I think any run-of-the-mill CPA would take a look at the books and say, you know what, you just can't afford to keep doing this. You don't have the money. But there is money. When people think of expenditures for military, they think of just that, expenditures. Well, that's tax money or money the government has to borrow to continue this. But they never talk about who's profiting. War is a big moneymaker, folks. And the bombs and the bullets, they don't care where and what they're used against. They're just made to do one thing. That's destroy. And are we justified in what we have done in the Middle East? This host's opinion is we were absolutely not. There is no country on the face of this planet that could do great harm to this country because once identified, and see, here's a little game that's played. Well, where are the threats coming from? Well, let's have that government take responsibility. If something really bad happens to the people or the property here in this country, well, we just go back to the respective government and make them responsible. See, this is where you get into playing the games with factions and politics within countries. And, of course, that's the green light for MI6 and CIA to go in there, kind of like the Libyan situation, where they actually went in there and stirred up part of the population against Muammar Gaddafi. And that was for the television cameras, by the way, because the majority of the people in Libya had no problem with Muammar Gaddafi. Ran a great socialist country. He gave a lot. He nationalized the oil companies. He took those back. There was a lot of money. And it wasn't being made by the bankers, by the way. So we have now the political drama that's thrown in this. And as I said, we have our, well, astute organizations like CIA, MI6, to go in there and stir the population, to bring a political end, if you will, to install, well, if we aren't directly responsible for installing the newest dictator or the newest regime like we did in Iran in 1953, which the press is kind of really resistant to talk about. But that's exactly what we did. And in 1979, they brought up a hardliner. Remember Ayatollah Khomeini? Remember the hostage day forever? That was in direct retaliation of what the CIA and the U.S. government did to go in there and mess with their political system. They didn't like it, and they kind of struck back, didn't they? So we have this national drama. We have Jimmy Carter with his failed rescue mission, and immediately when Ronald Reagan takes office, a deal's made, hostages released. That was in direct violation of so many international law, conscience, ethics, morality. The list is endless. But this is what we do. We don't deal with respective governments around the world on a policy basis where the policy isn't you do what we say, or we're going to go in there and destroy your government and do our little thing that we're so good at, nation building. Well, you only get to build a nation once you destroy the nation. Who are we to throw this all under the blanket of national security or what is best for our national interests? What in the hell does that mean? We can't talk about it because it's classified. And the war machine keeps raking in the dough. People keep dying. We keep alienating people around the world, where our policy should be one of detente first, speak first. Let's lay the issue completely and transparently out on the table. And by the way, while we're at it, let's put the responsibility back on the Congress and the Senate for declaration of war. You see, this is where you got, I guess, too many words and too many opinions, pro and con, as to why we should take such an action. We need to streamline that little deal, preemptive and proactive on the president, whoever he decides is not playing patty cake with our national interest, or just an up and undeclared threat to our sovereignty or our interest, and again, never spelled out, that we just go merrily marching off and destroying more people and more things, and, well, you know the drill. Things like this do not make me proud to be an American. We are not happy with our government. How the hell do you think people around the world are thinking and the way they're thinking about our government? Jeez, if you think Americans aren't happy with their own government, do you think anybody else is happy, especially if you're being told what to do at the point of a gun? And let's keep in mind, let's put the total framework around this thing. Let's keep in mind what we are doing. Deciding once we put the propaganda out there, we bring coalition forces to have other people culpable along with us. This is all UN stuff, ladies and gentlemen. The whole campaign in the Middle East was based on nation building and, again, going back to the United Nations. Are we going to break that bond? only with a good guy in charge that says we're not going to do this kind of thing anymore.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arrives by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org. or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Back. Let's go to the phones. Chris in Las Vegas. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Hello there, Mr. Stad Miller. I want to first say thank you for sending out, just as you described, that wonderful little batch of silver that you sent to me here about a week and a half ago.
Okay.
You guys are men of your word, and you stand behind what you say. No matter what the price does afterwards, you still send it out.
We do that as a matter of course. Some companies don't do that, though.
Well, that was my point for bringing that to light. Notably, the congressman who had purportedly submitted the changes for the NDAA appear to be a little short on their congressional history, and the apparent oversight of Congress to diligently provide for the funding for the Article III courts that they purportedly are having Americans appeal to, although I do understand specifically that the Admiralty Court justices, mere magistrates or magic men, believe that they can, as changing their underwear from their militarily washed brains, change their hats and become constitutional judges who are lifetime appointed with their compensations not diminished for Article III.
And their retirement, part of that compensation, yes.
Oh, absolutely, and that creates a pretty much a lawful conundrum in that there are no Article III constitutional courts since they conveniently forgot to fund them or provide for, because it became beneficial to their legal schemes to prosecute us all under these military tribunal war courts that they want to take us to.
Yeah, and what really is the question that should be hammered here is, does this constitute your endless forever war on supposed terrorism? Does that put everything on a war footing with convention rules and everything else? No, it doesn't. This was one of the problems, one of the flags that went up from the White House, that, well, they didn't want to run afoul of international law and the wartime rules. But, go ahead.
I certainly think that RBN and some of us who have been pronouncing the true nature of law, of war, and the doctrines of war that are attached to it, the doctrines of necessity, that therefore put all Americans at risk of becoming enemies and are declared enemies of the state, may create a state of effectuous war whereby the people become aware that they're being attacked as military targets and are propelled by the doctrine of necessity of survival to defend themselves against these hostile attacks.
Yeah, I saw Janet Napolitano yesterday talking about cyber attacks, and, well, a cyber attack to them is the same as a terrorist attack. We're redefining what a terrorist attack is all the time. And again, I'll go back to what I've said originally on this, is who in the hell gave the president of the United States, without hardly a whimper from Congress, the ability to proactively go in there and basically declare war on any country he so chooses? Isn't that easy for the Congress? They're there to vote the money for all of this, but, you know, they're there for not any of the responsibility, hence by extension, supposedly, transparency as to who we're going to declare war on and the reasons why. They're bypassing all of this, where the real question should be going back and centering on this ability to, for the President of the United States to act as a singular entity with involving America in, for all intents and purposes, real and true war.
And what genetically defective, hallucinatory, delusional American natural-born citizen would even conceive of such delusional ramblings as to believe that they had the right to declare themselves dictator-in-chief to decide on the life and death of Americans, obfuscating and doing without any sort of legal process whatsoever?
And the question then should be, why do we even have a Congress? You know, I'm reading this, and during the break we were discussing whether it be H.R. 3702 or whatever it is, this H.R. 3676, as they put it in here, has grown to a whopping 27. Well, we got 435 Congress critters. I'm not really impressed with 27 co-sponsors on this. And it should have been a standalone bill. If you want to go out, and declare yourself to be in judgment and deny American citizens due process, proving your case without a shadow of doubt, that's what court systems are supposed to be. If you're guilty of something, we prove beyond a shadow of a doubt, then we get conviction. 27 people out of 435, I am not impressed.
You pointed out quite accurately that when Congress fails to show its teeth or even utter a mere growl in opposition to the hyperbolous crap that the POTUS has pulled, they make themselves irrelevant and effectually concede their irrelevancy to the dictatorial president that they enabled by their irrelevancy.
And on it goes.
There is a very important case that Americans and perhaps Congress has become aware of that contradicts and refutes irrefutably their postulation of presumption to the lawful nature of the war on terrorism, and that would be Ex parte Milligan, 71 U.S. 2, that has definite speakings to the conversion of mere private citizens to military targets.
That should have been a question. I wish you would have called in yesterday when I had Peter Neese on the air, because I'm not familiar with that particular case. But, Chris, thank you, my friend, for your call.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Alrighty, continuing with your telephone calls. Tom in Pennsylvania. Hello, Tom.
Good afternoon, Mr. Stettmiller. How are you today?
You're the first person to ask me that. Let me think about that. I'll get back to you.
Well, that's okay. Just send me an email.
All right.
I have a message for the Republican Party. If they cheat, if Ron Paul wins and they cheat him out of the nomination, they can kiss my grits. I have no intention of ever voting Republican again. And here in Lancaster County, Eastern Pennsylvania, this is a Republican county. If Lucifer himself were to run on the on the Republican Party, and Jesus Christ himself would run on the Democratic Party, Lucifer would win. Everybody knows that Jesus, though, is registered a Republican here.
But, yeah.
And you know that.
Well, if it's not written up as such, everybody still pretends that's the way it is.
Well, yeah, that's true, at least here.
Yeah.
But anyway, the one senator that I am really disappointed in, I remember when Lindsey Graham was on the Bill Clinton impeachment committee, and I really trusted him. And he turned around to be, in my opinion, one of the worst senators this country has ever had or has whatever, either or, whatever.
And the question I've always had, Tom, what do they have on Lindsey Graham to protect this man to do some of the stuff that he has done? I mean, what do they have on this guy?
I don't know, but that is an interesting question. But I tell you what, I am highly disappointed in him. But when I saw him and watched him when he was prosecuting Bill Clinton, I thought, now there's a real man. Mm-hmm. And he was in the Congress and not the Senate. And he has made a 180-degree turn, and he's no better than Bill Clinton himself.
Well, and again, you know, Tom, obviously you paid attention to politics, and to many people that was the saving of the values and the ethics and, you know, all that stuff that used to be tied with the Constitution. That was really never in question,
right,
until we started to bring in more tolerance and communism and socialism into the political system. The problem is that we can clean up all this political debate. We even invented new terms. We have blue dog Democrats. We have Democrats that, well, really aren't socialist. We have now Republicans. Well, they're more moderate. They're more left-leaning. You know, we can do away with all of this folderol. And again, going back to the central points as to where all this fallacious arguing comes from, let's make all of them Democrat, Republican, Independent. Does it matter? Is it constitutional? Is it not? If it's not, guess what? You don't even get up. You don't even have to get up on the floor to introduce your bills, because you know what? You're shut down right out of the chute.
Do you know who John Burns was? The name John Burns?
No, doesn't ring a bell.
John Burns was a citizen of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and he was 77 years old. And he went out and fought the Confederate Army along with the Union Army as a citizen. At 77 years old, he fought them. I don't like, I understand the war, and I'm in favor of the South, but I admire him for the fact that he went out for what he thought was right. And I don't want to have to go out at 68 years of age and fight these people. But I guess I'm going to have to do it.
Well, nobody's looking forward to that. And I'm reaching the age that a 40-pound pack on my back running through the woods is not going to be a very attractive thing. Look,
I don't want to do that anymore. I did that with the Army.
I hear you. Let me ask you a political question, Tom. You're one of the House politicos here. The Republicans changed the rules on, I think, what was the date? August of last year, 2010?
Something like that. I only read part of the article. I didn't finish it yet, but I will.
Okay. And I want clarification on how the Republicans changed the rules. So we have this thing stretching out until April as to who we can pick. And, it seems rather fishy to me.
Well, first of all, they're definitely afraid of Ron Paul for what he's going to do.
Absolutely.
And he's going to clip some wings. And they want the status quo. They don't want to change, and because they're making a lot of the funny money. And that's basically what it is. And, you know, I'd love to see Ron Paul in a debate with Obama. The only thing they have on him, and they don't have it on, is that thing from, 22 years ago where he made...
Supposedly,
where somebody wrote something.
He's been asked that question, if this has to do with the newsletter. He did not write that newsletter. Just as there are organizations now using the name Ron Paul in their letterheads and putting it out there. He was in no way informed of what was in those newsletters. He didn't authorize it. And this is going back... This is all politically that they can dredge up on this guy, something that happened 22 years ago, and he's already addressed that to the media.
What do you think? Explain to the rest of us what they're getting ready to do. I didn't finish that article, like I said.
I don't know. I was hoping you being the in-house politico, that you would know. So we'll have to cover that for another day.
Well, okay, but it's pure manipulation.
Absolutely.
But I'm telling the Republican Party, if they're listening, I'm not going to vote Republican. I don't care if it's not Ron Paul.
Yeah.
I'm not going to vote, they can kiss my grit.
Well, and Tom, here's the deal. You know, I said it already. You know, this whole Democrat-Republican thing, we're still playing this game. We're still playing the political game as to one party or one person of that party is better than the other guy. Better by what standard? Of what standard are we now judging these people that we're supposedly electing to serve the people? Which they have
propaganda.
Exactly. So let's bring it all down to its brass tacks here. And again, what Ron Paul has been saying. He says, I've never voted for anything that I consider to be unconstitutional. So that should be the basis, don't you think, for the Republicans and the Democrats? That first, we do no harm?
I can tell you this, that the last time before the accident that I was in when I had to re-enlist to get my 20 years in with the military, the National Guard here in Pennsylvania, I thought in my whole military career, I never violated the Constitution, and I did that when I was a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
And I made sure that I didn't violate my constitutional oath.
Okay, Tom, now you're taking me down, and I don't want to go point by point how you violated the Constitution by being a police officer out there enforcing their policies.
Tickets.
It's not just tickets, but we'll leave that for we'll leave that for another day as well. Tom, I thank you for your call.
You bet. Bye.
Appreciate it. Yeah, there's going to be a whole lot of thinking that we're going to have to do as to who the guys with the shiny badges are with the guns out there enforcing public policy until somebody has to challenge them in the court and sue them. This is not the way things should be, folks. We should have a clear understanding and definition as to what's constitutional and what isn't. There's plenty to fight about that for decades to come. Blue in Tennessee. Hello, Blue. You're up next.
Hello. There are a couple of things that I wanted just to address. And one is we have got to look for solutions. And I try and pride myself on looking for solutions. One solution would be, if you look at Netflix, Netflix has an algorithm of they choose and predict what you're going to watch on Netflix.
Yeah.
If we all chose one particular movie to type in, even though they don't have it in their arsenal of movies, but if we all typed in on the same day a particular movie, that would get their attention to bring it, to put it into the documentary section or to put it into the new movie section, and that would open it up to a larger audience.
It's funny, this has nothing to do with Netflix or television or paid programming, but I was on my way back down from Missouri to do some business with Vince Finelli and KWTO and getting his show on the air. We're listening to a radio station via iPad, and driving down the road, and somebody called in to request a certain song. And this was Bob Radio. I don't know what they call it in your neck of the woods. But the talking head said, well, that's a really good tune, but fat chance of me playing that. And here's a request. You know, so I understand what you're saying. What documentaries or what movies did you have in mind?
Freedom and the Fascism.
That would be a good one.
I can personally tell you that I listened, and I know that you don't like to talk about the other network, but it was a caller that called in and saw the Obama deception, and he had saw it on Netflix, and that's the only reason why I went to Netflix, is because they actually had the audacity to show that. Because of the algorithms that were out there. We've got to use their tools against them.
So you can actually watch the Obama deception on Netflix?
It was live. I mean, you could go on. Now, this was 2 years ago when we decided that we would choose Netflix. And it was because a caller had called in and said that that's how he found the Jones report, was through Netflix. And it was because it was the latest, the greatest, and what was going, the algorithm on the computer. And they used it, and they put it on their network. underneath documentaries.
You know, that's you know what you're creating here, Blue. You're going to create this entire course of people that have wanted me to do a documentary movie.
Well, you know, go for it, man.
Well, and I'm going to tell you what, it wouldn't be on any one particular political hot button or potato. It would be an overview as to, if I were to do one, it would be on the Republic and all the associated things, laws and different departments and everything that have been created to obfuscate, if you will, the true intent of freedom and liberty. I would attack it from that point.
I think it would be a marvelous thing. You know, it was just something that it's a tool that's not been used yet.
I understand. And thank you for bringing that to my attention. I was not aware of that.
Well, I can only, the only reason this brought to my fruition is my daughter has now self-taught herself Japanese. Because the algorithms on Netflix have directed her towards Japanese animation.
They call that the animine or whatever it is?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And she fell in love with it, and so it just pre-predicts for her and creates an algorithm for her just for this particular information that she's looking for.
Well, thank God it wasn't Mandarin Chinese.
I know.
I don't think the Chinese are into full-length animated movies yet. Blue, I thank you for your call.
All right, take care.
Right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Arthur in Georgia. Hello, Arthur.
Hey, John. How's it going, man?
Same as it was yesterday, and I predict the same way it's going to be tomorrow.
Most likely. Yeah, I made a trip home for the holidays. My children hadn't seen their grandmom in a number of years, so figured this might be the last chance we get to spend Christmas with her, so came back to see her one, what we believe to be probably the last time we'll ever get to see her. Anyway, it kind of got me thinking about this NDAA and these two amendments,
3702 and 3676.
Right. Well, I found 3676, downloaded it to my hard drive. I'll read it later. 3702 has not been posted yet, folks, but keep trying. We'll get it eventually. Here's what I want people to think about. First of all, think about the few in Congress who did not vote in favor of NDAA 1540. And if they turn around and they vote for this amendment, ask yourself a question. Why would you vote in favor of a bill that you didn't like to start with just to turn around and vote in favor of an amendment to fix what you thought was wrong when you should have voted no to start with and wait until what was wrong was fixed and then
okay, and I explained that earlier, and what every politician will use is, well, the main purpose of the bill was to do, and that was to fund the military to the tune of $640 billion. I forgot.
Something like that, yeah.
But that's what they will tell you. Well, we needed to pass the defense authorization bill to fund the military, so that's why I went ahead and voted for it. Whereas you're absolutely right, if they had a problem with it from the beginning, they would have said strip that provision out of the bill. We're here talking about funding for the military. We're not talking about a little extracurricular activity for our government to go round up citizens.
Exactly. And I tell you, if somebody were to ever try to use that kind of lame brain excuse with me about, well, we did it because of this, my attitude would have been, my response would have probably been something along the lines of, okay, that makes about as much sense as we're going to go ahead and say that this refrigerator or this stove or this microwave is okay to be used now, even though every time you touch it, you're going to get the booger shocked out of you, and we'll come back and we'll fix that later.
But it's done over and over and over again. What police departments, I mentioned it earlier, what they come up with in state legislatures or whatever as law to allow the law enforcement officers to go out there and enforce, we come to find out that, well, it's really not constitutional in the first place. So therefore, now the avenue we have to take is suing the police department, the individual officers, da-da-da-da-da, for something that shouldn't have been in there in the first place.
Yeah.
You know,
this is where we need to really step up here, because I agree with many who have said this is our last chance. This is where we really need to step up. And I don't care if we need to load up our backpacks or whatever and go right down and camp out on our capitals in each state and just simply tell them, we're not going home, we're not going to work, we're not paying the light bills, we're not paying our registrations, we're not doing jack diddly squat till you bozos either pack up and get out or get it together. Simple. And until the American people do this, these Congress critters are going to keep on keeping on, because they don't give a rat's patootie what you think.
That's that. Essentially, you're absolutely correct. They say that they're doing this on the whole for the American people. No, they've thrown us into the hole as American people.
Exactly.
Arthur, hey, have a good Christmas, my friend.
You too. Talk to you later.
All righty. We'll take the break here, come back with more of your calls, and we'll get into some other issues as well. Oh, yeah. We will. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Malcolm in Illinois. Hello, Malcolm.
Hey, how you doing, John?
Good.
Okay, yes, two things I wanted to touch on. You was saying that the president, who is he taking his orders from, that he's, you know, going over Congress here and going to war. Well, he's taking his orders from the creditors who claim that they own us. You know, that's who he's taking his orders from.
Well, they do own us.
Yeah.
And whatever corporation, XYZ corporation, that makes the bombs and the bullets, and they want to get paid and they want to make their billions. And we have endless war. Now we have the endless war on terrorism, and whoever we want to designate as terrorist as to whatever acts they're performing.
Yeah. Well, it's a legit claim because it's up to us to stand up like we've been doing and realize this whole thing is a sham. It's a fraud. Yeah. The income tax was a fraud.
Absolutely.
So the ground that they claim they own us is fraudulent, and we stand up like adults. They won't be believing. They won't be having anything to stand on. And the second thing I wanted to touch on was that I've been hearing a few people calling in different radio stations like yours and other radio stations I listen to, mm-hmm. and they've been doubting because Ron Paul is being acknowledged on the mainstream media as being the front runner. Well, you have some people that's saying that maybe Ron Paul is part of the establishment,
yeah.
and they don't think they're not believing what's happening.
Well, let me put it to you this way, Malcolm. If he's part of the establishment, this is the grandest script that I've ever seen written, because Ron Paul had no traction really as a congressman for all of these years. He was known as Dr. No. So if he's being brought into the mix as a covert operative for whomever, and we've seen all this rejection from the Republicans and the media itself, I'll tell you what, it is the best coordinated scam that I've ever seen in my life.
Sure, but I know, of course, I don't believe he's part of any establishment. He, like you said, he's been, you know, critical. He's been consistent.
Yep.
Here's the thing that I'm looking at with these people who are saying that. No disrespect to people who are saying this or believe this, but the thing that they're overlooking, they're not giving credit to themselves. They're not giving credit to people like you, people who constantly are out here telling the truth and working hard to put the truth out there. The media is acknowledging Ron Paul not because he's an insider. It's because they're being forced to acknowledge him,
yeah.
because of the people
exactly.
are constantly telling them the truth. They can't lie anymore.
Well, and Malcolm, you know this, going back and you watched the whole process in 07 and 08, how he was being treated the second time around with the third bid for the presidency. They don't talk too much about the first one because I do believe he did run as a libertarian back in the 80s.
Yeah, 88 or something. Yeah.
Something like that. So at any rate, now we have him back in people's faces, and he made a joke about this in one of the debates. Is, I'm going to keep going after my opposition in reference to his own party members. And he got a good laugh out of that. They're scared to death of him. The Republican establishment is scared to death of him because here again, he keeps focusing the argument. And correctly
yeah.
so. It's the Constitution, stupid.
It's the Constitution. yeah. And here's the thing, another little thing, and I like to wrap this up, and I go, is for those people who are doubting it, be very careful, because it's like a person who's been losing a race, and they go train, they work real hard, and then they start winning the race. But then they doubt themselves that they're winning, they start looking back because they can't believe they're winning. That's all the establishment needs is to work on your mind, to work on your doubts, to get you to stop doing what you're doing. Don't doubt the fact that Ron Paul is leading this. He's leading this because people are
yeah.
putting pressure on to tell the truth.
Well, and Malcolm, you've heard me say that even if there is a little bit of doubt, go ahead and roll the dice and vote for the guy, because what do you have to lose? Hey, Malcolm, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Bye.
All right. We'll be back.
Gold.